Hello, this is Michael. Thank you for listening to the podcast today. I do really appreciate it. You know, if you'd like more information, you can visit me online at michaelottministries.org. And while you're there, you'll notice my email address on top of the page so you can reach me for any comments or questions or prayer requests. Thanks again for listening today. And as we always do, it would be my great honor and a great joy to pray for you. My loving Father, thank you so very much for all who hear these words. And I pray today again, not only for them, but for everyone they love and for every situation in their lives. It's the simple prayer that I pray for them all the time, that their lives will be heaven on earth. Their lives will be filled with grace and goodness and kindness and health and prosperity and all things heavenly. And I pray these things through my Lord and Savior, Jesus, my King, my everything. The message today is called Perfect Peace. As I was praying today, Father spoke to me, and he asked me to listen and write and publish his words. Here is what he said. My beautiful ones, please don't forget about my goodness. I know right now it seems as if the world is in chaos and all is lost, but this is not the time to forget that I love you and I am kind and I will never forsake you. I want you to remember the times past when you thought it was all over and yet you made it. Take your eyes off the trouble and put them on the answer. You are changed from the glory you express now into the greater glory you will express, not by staring at the problems of the world, but by looking at my face. If you set your focus, which is your single eye, upon me, then your whole body will be full of light. Staring at the darkness will not let any light into any situation. You must remember that no matter what it seems like outside, it is heavenly inside you. I dwell in you, and I am not leaving. We are one, and what I join together, no man can put asunder. My little ones, my beloved one told you that you are the light of the world, and you are the city set on a hill. If you surrender your light to the darkness, then what chance do those who are blinded by the world have in finding their way? Remember, dear loved ones, that I am the one who made the light, and there is none who can put it out. The darkest night does not put out the dimmest candle. You must stay focused on the light until the darkness is nowhere to be found. I know I've told you these things many times, yet so many of you are still not listening. You're looking at the media and the news and believing what they're showing you is the truth. It's all lies. It's called programming for a reason. They know what they're doing, but their time is short and their pretend kingdom is collapsing. They show you things as they wish they were, not as they actually are. They don't wield any power at all, and the only way they can hurt you is if you give them your power to do so. Don't give in to fear and empower a powerless enemy. Do you remember how my son told his disciples to pray? He said, "Thine is the kingdom, thine is the power, and thine is the glory." How many kingdoms did he say there are? How many powers did he say there are? Did you forget that my son destroyed all the power of what you call the devil? Did you forget that my son said, "All authority was given unto me in heaven and in earth"? So how many powers are there? There is one. You believe there's some sort of evil power fighting against good and trying to destroy my kingdom, but this is not so. The only thing you're fighting is wickedness in the hearts of greedy men who want to rule over you with fear and intimidation. The only thing you're truly fighting is ignorance of the fact that it was finished. It is finished and will always be finished. If you will hear, there's a place of rest where all things are done. As it is written, those who believe enter into rest. As long as you remain in this rest, you are abiding in the secret place. If you think you have to come out of this rest and fight against some evil power, you are no longer at rest. Remember where you are. You are in Christ, and you are seated in heavenly places, far above all things. You are above, and you're not from below. You are in the world, but you're not of the world system. You are a spiritual, godly being, the children of God, and not the lowly peasants you have been told you are. Those who would like to rule over you want to keep you divided by race and gender and religion and anything else that will keep you fighting and out of rest. Your power is in rest, and your power is in the spiritual realm, which creates the physical realm. This is why they want you to think you're a lowly human being and not a God from God. Knowing who you are gives you power over the lower realm because of the rank of your spirit. Knowing you are from above gives you power over all things below. So, my powerful ones, rest in me. Remember my goodness to you. Let go of the fear message and lock yourselves into the truth message. It is a message of love and peace and prosperity. It is a message of hope and encouragement. The gospel is the good news, and there is no bad news in the good news. You are my glorious ones, and you will not fail. My loved ones, we are entering the day when all things change. It will be heaven on earth, just as my beloved one asked. He also asked that I not take you out of the world, but protect you from it. Think about these words written in Scripture. Those who fear the Lord are secure. He will be a refuge for their children. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my Savior. My God is my rock, in whom I find protection. He is my shield, the power that saves me, and my place of safety. I called upon the Lord, who is worthy of praise, and He saved me from my enemies. My children, set your mind on things above, where you dwell in me and I dwell in you. You are safe and secure in me and have no reason to fear. You are in my hands and no one can touch you. Remember, my loved ones, to encourage each other. The storm will soon be over and a new heavenly earth is waiting. Remember, it is written, I will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is set on me. My loved ones, rest in my perfect peace. This is the end of the words he gave me to share with you today. Until next time, grow rich in his grace. I love you each and every one, and I pray for you daily, and I'll see you soon.